Peah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. Continuing the idea of the previous Mishnah, that it needs to be cut off by you yourself, Ketsaru Alistim Chetzia. Let's say you have robbers enter your field, and they cut down the first half of the field. V'katzahu Chetzia. And then the owner of the field himself cuts off the second half. No sein Peah Mimasha Katzar. Then he's obligated to give Peah, but only from that which he himself cut off, not the part that was cut off by the listim, because that part that was cut off by the listim is not considered v'kutzrichem, when you cut it off. Now, what happens if katzar chetzia, if you cut off the first half of the field, umachar chetzia, and then the second half afterwards you sell to another person? So halokeach no sein peah lakol, the person who purchases it has to give peah for the entire field from his second half. And that makes sense because both of the halves were cut off by the owner, the first half by the first owner and the second half by the second owner, but it was v'kutzruchem in both cases. Now, the reason that the second one is obligated to give peah for the whole thing is because since the chova of peah is in the kama, that the understanding is that peah is going to be taken from the standing grain at the end, when the seller sells that second half of the field, it's like he's saying to the buyer, you should know that what I'm selling you is minus the amount that has to be given for peah from this entire field. Now, the Mishnah continues and tells us, katzar chetzia, v'hiktish chetzia, that if somebody cuts off the first half and then the second half, they're makdish it, is betek habayis, so it belongs to hektish. So hektish is not chayev in peah, but let's say somebody subsequently is poda and redeems that part from hektish. So hapoda miyad hagizbar hu nosin peah lakol. The person who redeems it from the gizbar, from the treasurer of hektish, he, after he redeems it, then he cuts it off. So again, both halves have been cut off by their owner, by the respective owners. But who knows in Peah Lakol, that person who has redeemed the field, he's like the buyer. He needs to give Peah from the entire field, even from the first half, because again, when he was Makdish the second half, he was the Peah was in that second half. It's true, and as long as it was Hegdish, it wasn't Chayev and Peah. But after the other second person redeems it and he cuts it off, he then is going to be obligated to give peah for the entire field from that second half.